Janet Hoff in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight: cloudy with areas of snow, sleet, or freezing rain possible. No accumulation is expected, a low of 31. To get things accomplished at the local level of government, the city of Racine continues to seek partners. And in 2016, Mayor John Dickert hopes more will be created to help make the entire community better. At WRJN's Community Conversation, the mayor said, "We're at the cusp of some great opportunities coming our way."
Due to just a slow but upward trend in the economy, but also more importantly, because of the sheer desire and need for water moving forward. So I think we're right there. But if we don't do the right preparation and put in the right infrastructure, we're going to get bypassed, and we can't afford to have that happen.
The mayor added that solving community problems is not a partisan issue and requires those willing to talk about solutions. A member of the Sturtevant Village Board has resigned effective January 13th. Chris Larson announced he was leaving the board in a letter to the rest of the village board and village administrator Mary Cole. He was first elected to the board in 2009. He did not give a reason for his resignation, but said he has enjoyed his time on the board and will, quote, "always remember the hard work that has been done." Cole, in an email to WRJN News, said no decision has been made on when Larson's seat will be filled. He was reelected in 2015, and his term would have ended in April of next year. A Kenosha alderman, a vocal and frequent critic of the city's snow plowing operation, has drafted a resolution calling for significant changes following the most recent wet, heavy snowfall. At Monday's city council meeting, David Bogdala said the city needs to address the reasons behind the bad job done during the recent storm. He said the city needs to make plowing a priority.
They are not done to the standards at which the people of this city pay taxes for. And doesn't matter if you're pay $100 or you pay $10,000 in taxes. You deserve the same level of service. You need to be able to make sure that you can get to work, get to the store, get your kids to school, which thankfully kids were out of school at that time.
The changes being proposed include plowing all streets after 2 inches of snow has fallen instead of the current 4-inch threshold, and salting all city streets following a storm instead of designated streets. The resolution also calls for paying plow drivers overtime instead of the current floating 40-hour week, and includes the street division's 10-year snow fleet upgrades in the current capital improvement budget. There's no mention in the resolution how much the changes might affect the current city budget. The proposal was referred to committee at Monday's meeting. The Milwaukee Public Works Department is also feeling the wrath of aldermen and citizens for the handling of the late December snowstorm. Milwaukee's Commissioner of Public Works, Gasson Corbin, apologized during a city hall meeting this morning. He said they do take the criticism seriously. Early this morning, a woman suffered head injuries in a snowmobile accident on the Racine-Walworth County line. It led to Rochester rescue personnel taking her to Memorial Hospital in Burlington, and from there, she went in flight for life to Frederick Hospital. About 3 a.m., Racine County Sheriff's deputies were sent to the vicinity of Highway Double D by Oak Knoll Road. Reports from the scene indicated the 32-year-old woman was not wearing a helmet and was the most seriously hurt of two riders on the machine. Also taken to BMH was a 34-year-old man. Snowmobile accidents are investigated by the DNR. Kenosha police are investigating an attempted child abduction. A 10-year-old girl was walking home near Nash Elementary Monday when a man wearing a black hooded sweatshirt approached her. The suspect grabbed the child's arm, but reports indicate she was able to break free and run home. No arrests have been made. A man is dead following an officer-involved shooting in Zion, Illinois. According to a statement released by the Lake County Major Crime Task Force, officers called to a suspicious person report near a school located the man who appeared to be wearing body armor. He was shot after he led officers on a chase that ended in a struggle at about 8:30 this morning. The police response resulted in a lockdown of two nearby schools that has since been lifted. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.